on WBEN. You know, Western New York is here to serve with essential products, services, care, and compassion. And today, on this Here to Serve segment, we are joined by Dr. David Montesanti of Eye Care and Vision Associates, and he's going to tell us about how they're stepping up during this situation to let Western New Yorkers like you know they are here to serve. Dr. Montesanti, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks, Tom. Thanks for having me on.
So you guys have four locations. Are you all back open?
Yeah, we sure are, Tom. About 8-9 weeks ago, when the virus pandemic first hit full force, we thought the best to learn as much as we can about the virus and close down our offices except for emergencies. So we did that. We closed off four locations down and held one open just for the emergencies. And we used that time to set up a protocol in our office by which we could go forward once we felt like we learned enough about the virus and we got the okay from the CDC and the American Academy of Ophthalmology. Once we had the protocol in place, we felt comfortable, as of last Monday, opening our offices and treating our patients safely.
Any special concerns, given the very nature of your practice being ophthalmological in nature, as far as people having their eyes touched?
Yeah, well said, right? You know, the eye, the conjunctiva, you know, when you look in the mirror, you see that white part of your eye. There's a clear membrane over it called the conjunctiva, and that's a mucous membrane. You might have heard that term a bunch.
Of course. We've also heard of conjunctivitis, pink eye.
Well said. Exactly. In fact, I'll talk in a second about that, but we can get a COVID-19 conjunctivitis. But the point is, you know, that mucous membrane is an absorption pathway, you know, pathway for things like RNA viruses or bacteria or other things to enter into our system. So walking along, I heard you mention a minute ago about the surfaces not being a common place of transmittance. But a common place of transmittance of the virus is by those tiny respiratory micro droplets that are floating in the air when someone coughs or sneezes. If we walk by without glasses on or just walk by unwittingly, we can get some of those micro droplets to hit the conjunctiva of our eyeball and get absorbed into our body that way.
Mm. But you guys at Eye Care and Vision Associates, you're taking all the necessary protocols such as masks and I'm sure deep sanitizing to make sure that everybody is going to be okay.
Exactly. You know, well said, Tom. More important than the eye care itself is keeping our patients and our staff safe. So you're right. We did use those 8 weeks to put in a protocol by which, you know, every room is cleaned and sanitized, including the air we're breathing. There are plexiglass shields between us and the patients. Everybody has a mask on. You know, the front desk is observing the 6-foot rule. So we've put in place things we think will help protect our patients, you know, and our staff, frankly, from transmittance of the virus.
Doctor, what exactly do you do at Eye Care and Vision Associates?
We're a comprehensive eye care facility. So we do everything from, you know, simple exams where we would treat a person for refractive error, i.e. give them glasses, all the way to major or complicated microsurgery. If they needed cataract surgery, let's say, or LASIK or glaucoma surgery, we even do medical retina procedures, all in an effort to make everyone that we can see better. We know as doctors there's some things we can't do. But anything we can do, we want to do it and get them to see the best we can.
You deal a lot with wet age-related macular degeneration?
Sure. That is a pandemic in and of itself. You know, Americans and Australians with European descent have, like I said, almost pandemic-like numbers. When we look at macular degeneration, whether it's wet or dry.
Hey, Doc, if you could hold on for just a moment. I just want to get news in, and then I'm going to come back to you because I find this fascinating stuff, if you could. We are speaking on WBEN with Dr. David Montesanti with Eye Care and Vision Associates, and we're going to be right back to him after Mr. Puckett enlightens us.